This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of conversation. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington.
It just keeps going.
Going and going.
The Energizer Buddy of radio.
Let's hear it for the good guys. All right, so the good guys are Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, you, whoever it is that you hang around with. Jennifer will be back to hang around with us next week. Miles O'Brien has studied planes vanishing. Reporter Miles O'Brien. Remember the O'Brien and O'Brien thing was on CNN? Mm-hmm. Him and
yeah.
Who was the other lady? It was the lady's name was O'Brien.
Soledad.
Soledad. You go, Richie, good for you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so anyway, he's going to explain from the Nova show why planes vanish. Why planes vanish. In the meantime, we would like to make Ebola vanish. Not so fast. A lot of people here today are getting more worried. What are we doing? How can there 22 people from Spain? No, I'm sorry, other way around. The nurse who's identified as having Ebola was working with 22 yeah. people over there, and now there are a lot of people who are upset in Spain. Why did we have somebody over there? Why would we let people from our country go there? Who lets? Under the circumstances, should we here in America say, nope, you can't go? We're talking about, and the president's Lily Liberty response to this hasn't really directed anybody to do anything in reality as far as closing down these countries or closing down America to these people. But the other, how about turning it around the other way in terms of countries saying, you can't go there? Spain is considering telling its people they cannot go to Liberia. Why wouldn't America do the same
sure.
thing? No, yeah, you can't go there.
Right.
Or you go there, stay there. Don't come back.
Right.
What's wrong with that? Are all these that radical?
That's the deal. Okay. It's no re-entry or no entry into the United States from any of these countries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
You are welcome to go there, but know this. It's a one-way trip.
One way. See you later, alligator.
Don't buy the round-trip ticket.
In Madrid, there are four people who have been hospitalized, including this nurse. They are under suspicion of being infected. The husband of this woman is in quarantine. So now the Spanish are getting in on the act, and they're pretty upset about it. And they're more demonstrative. Is that because they're hot-blooded Latins? They're more demonstrative than we are. That's for sure. Let's see here. In America, no signs of Ebola detected among the 48 people who have been monitored for contact with this patient. Texas Health Commissioner talking about that at a press conference yesterday. So that's not going any wider. They contained that. But the White House has said the travel ban due to Ebola is not something we are considering at all. What do you think of that? 888-302-3684.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Why isn't it? What do you think is going to happen here? The World Health Organization wants to have people understand Ebola is a virus, not an airborne infection, even though there are some doctors who have said, including doctors that are on this program, that there is something to be said, and as we'll talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell about this later on in this hour. This is something that does require a clarification because we have heard or somebody has said, and that's it, becomes news just because somebody says it, that this could possibly become airborne. Well, there are a lot of things that could become airborne, right? The smell of manure from my cows is airborne. How far does it go depends on which way the wind is blowing. Right? Don't you like it how I always bring it back to that, Richie?
It always comes back to the cows.
Comes back to the cows. Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, well, I don't know that I can do that with Miles O'Brien and try to figure out why planes disappear like poof. The Flight 370 re-evaluation, that is, under the circumstances, the Malaysian government hired some people to look once again at where that plane might have gone down. And then after they got the results of the research, they hired some ships and planes and submarines to go look again for this 270-ton passenger plane that just has gone poof. So we're going to find out from Miles O'Brien whether that really is possible. What's the theory here that holds the most water, if you'll pardon the pun? You know, the research has been done and the search has started again. So let's get to the bottom line quickly here. 12 after the hour. This is Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or MakingStridesWalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 15 after the hour. Richie and Kenny and I have with us Miles O'Brien, who's a well-known reporter. He's sort of like I am, in a sense, Richie. He has,
How's that?
I've never been considered a journalist, don't want to be. People say, oh, well, you're on the radio, you're a journalist. No, right. Just because I'm on the radio, that doesn't mean I'm a journalist. I've got a brain and a mouth, and I put them together and have been for a long time. Actually, yesterday, I forgot about this. No, wait a minute.
What?
Tomorrow, the 8th, is the anniversary of the starting of this program and the beginning of the 27th year of the Good Day program is tomorrow.
Wow.
For some reason, I was thinking it was Monday because it was the beginning of the week. And whenever I started, it was the beginning of the week, the 8th of October 1988, when I knew I was speaking to no one.
Wow.
How's that? And that, I mean, thinking about it, starting this program from scratch, literally, and moving along up that pipeline for as many years.
Kenny and I have been here
longer than you've not had us.
Yes, you have, both of you.
Wow.
Yep. Yes. Yep. I started and went, I worked for a couple of different companies first and then took it on my own in 1991. So for over the course of 3 years, I went to three different networks that all fell apart. Yeah, there's a story and a half. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you the story is because over the years, I've been fascinated with air travel. I don't consider myself an aviation expert. So, Miles, when I saw that you had become an aviation expert, knowing your work from the various connections that you've had over the years, I guess I'm curious as to when you started your interest. When did you first start reporting on aviation matters?
Well, I've been reporting them really since I began working as a reporter in the early 80s. I got my license back in 1988.
And, oh, cool.
Of course, but I grew up with my father as a pilot in the right seat of an airplane, and so it's kind of in my blood. I'm actually a third-generation general aviation pilot on both sides, so I think it's a genetic thing I've got going on.
Yeah, maybe it is.
That's cool.
I'm having flying lessons, I think it's either later this week or next week for the first time, but
good.
I've been fascinated with the flying. I love flying, and I drive my colleagues here crazy by talking about the nuances of a 777 versus a 737 and all the intricacies of the inside. But as you present this tomorrow night, there is on PBS a special on Nova called Why Planes Vanish. Is it basically about Flight 370, or have you gone in and dug around to the history of other flights that nobody knows anything about?
Yeah, it's slightly a misnomer because we only have one plane that has vanished at the center of the story. We do talk a little bit about Air France 447, which for a time was seemingly vanished.
Right.
What we
found
do
it
is
off the coast of Africa. It was from Brazil to Paris. And it was an Airbus 330, and it went down in a storm, apparently.
See what we have to deal with, Miles.
See?
Yes, the Airbus went into one of those horrible storms. And,
all right, so everybody wants to know where you think this plane is and what happened to it.
I started out thinking maybe it's, you know, sitting in a hangar in Kazakhstan, and now most of the evidence that I've seen does lead us toward the southern Indian Ocean. But there's all kinds of crazy conspiracy theories out there, which you cannot disprove.
Right, and that's what I say. I don't think the plane's in the Earth at all.
When you get into MH370, you're in crazy land already. Whatever scenario you lay out is in at least some case crazy. So how do you say one is more crazy than the other? So we wanted to look at that and look at how the Inmarsat people, the satellite folks, were able to come up with this tracking. And really the only evidence that we have is based on this Inmarsat communication satellite, which was a very ingenious piece of math, but how accurate is it? And then we raised the question, in this day and age, there's all the technology is right there on the shelf for us. If we just, a little bit of implementation, a little bit of leadership by the regulatory bodies and the airlines to say, hey, we do not want to have airplanes that can be made to vanish. It's crazy that we have blind spots in this world, in a world where we have satellites orbiting, and we rely on 1940s technology, radar, essentially, to track aircraft.
There are huge holes. Most of the planet isn't covered by radar.
I was very surprised. If you count the oceans, there's only about 1 to 2% of the Earth that is covered by radar. That's a startling number.
Amazing.
To a lot of people.
And most of it's here and in Europe.
If you start searching in the ocean, even more of that is unknown and unmapped.
Right.
Exactly. And there are ways to avoid that. You can use GPS to identify the plane's location, and it can transmit its location via satellite back to the rest of the world. And then the other question is, should we have boxes on the plane that can't be turned off? So that it is impossible, in case there is a suicidal pilot or a hijacking, it is impossible to make the plane go missing. And pilots would get upset about this because they like to be able to turn off all the electrical devices on an airplane for some good reasons.
Let's drink! All right, so this is a special on Nova on Wednesday at 9 Eastern time. And then it'll be repeated. Miles O'Brien for the story of why planes like this Malaysian airliner vanish. We'll poof in the night. Thanks, Miles.
My pleasure.
The
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are a radio program which can be heard not only on hundreds of radio stations around the country, but we have multiple delivery systems. Do we not, Richie? We have all of these great ways, the apps and the...
Hundreds.
And the, yeah, there really are hundreds.
There's no excuse for you not to be listening to us right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's inexcusable if you are not listening to us right now. You have no excuse.
All right. So, and connected to video, there are a lot of... audio. There are a lot of radio programs that have different sorts of video connections. Website, Facebook, you post things, that sort of thing. And we become known as a hotspot for interesting content video-wise at DougSteffens.com. To wit, several good examples, including the story from last month where a British father of teenagers posted a video instructing youngsters on how to change a roll of toilet paper. This was so well received by parents everywhere around the world that he's made another video. This time, he instructs teenagers on how to load the dishwasher. We can listen to a little of that.
The second series of instructional videos for my teenage kids, James and Beth. I think it's fair to say the use of social media seems to have worked. And also, it's nice for me to know that there are other parents out there enjoying raising teenage kids as much as I am. So the second one is all about loading the dishwasher. Now, as we can see here, I've just had a quick look around, and this is what I've found in various rooms of the house. Now, let's pretend that you've bought that here for a minute.
Get some dirty dishes on the counter.
But let's pretend you have. Now, this here is the dishwasher. And not all of this goes into the dishwasher, so it's really just the plates and the knife.
Good Lord.
And spoons.
I was doing this last night. I didn't realize I could do a video
here
of this.
That goes there like that.
That's right. You know what? I think I'll do one of these myself.
There like that.
Let's do that, Richie.
You're going to teach your cows how to load the dishwasher?
No, I'll teach people how to do it. It'll be Doug loading the dishwasher. If this guy can make it with the...
The beauty of this is that he's poking at his kids who refuse to clean up after themselves or change the toilet paper.
That's bad parenting.
Yeah.
Why should they refuse to? All right, that's enough judgment on my part. Thank you very much. Next video of the day, today's video, comes from BuzzFeed. The folks there have released a sequel to a recent video of the day that we had at DougSteffen.com. Most couples probably can identify with this. This is entitled More Weird Things Couples Fight About.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
Drying my hands.
Those are the decorative towels. You can't use them.
Why?
Because they're decorative.
Then why are they out?
Because they're decorative.
That's literally the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
That is disgusting. Can you please go do it in the bathroom?
Why? I don't want to miss the dessert round.
No, you do this all the time, and I'm constantly finding people.
I don't know where that went.
How wonderful life is. Now you're in the world.
My world.
No, it is my
world.
No, it is my world.
So now I'm intrigued by this. This sounds cool.
These BuzzFeed things are great.
Yeah. All right. Also, there's a YouTube video of a fellow in Oklahoma City screaming at a woman in her car. If you haven't heard this story, this, in essence, what is a part and parcel of the story is this fellow has been giving money to this woman, if you know the story, for any number of years, apparently. And he sees her driving a new car, a Fiat, 78-year-old widow. She said she was too poor to afford food, so she was giving, you know, she was out there and asking for money. And
you got a better car than me.
And then this guy sees her driving a new Fiat.
You asking for money in the middle of the street, and you drive a 2013 car? So you're going to tell me you're not going to drive this car? Your first car will pick you up. Or you take it and bet it by good.
This happens all the time. They did a video last week where I saw some woman lives in a mansion. It's crazy. Yeah.
Send me money. 28 after.
Many people over 50 don't have access to technology. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
35 million people, and we live in a digital world where technology is not only a nice to have, it's essential.
AARP's Terry Bradwell says another 35 million have access, but they're not using the most portable computer, the tablet.
Tablet devices are our future.
One reason? It needs to be easier to use. Enter the AARP RealPad. It comes with tutorials and a 24/7 free help desk.
You can talk to someone and they can give you the assistance that you want, whether there's something that's wrong with your device or you just need help in using your device.
And with your permission,
they can connect to your device and see exactly what you're doing and help you along the way.
The RealPad also screens for suspicious apps and tells you.
This device is designed for people who are novices about technologies.
Get more info at aarprealpad.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Your local HealthMart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your HealthMart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because HealthMarts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At HealthMart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart. Caring for you and about you.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Sometimes making it up as we go along. Rich McFadden is my colleague and cohort in crime, as is Ken Kessler, although he doesn't want to be accused of any criminal activities. There's nothing here we can get arrested for, only because they can't find us.
We keep moving.
Good luck going to El Cajon and trying to find Kenny. That video of the day today is really a scream. Check it out at DougStefan.com. Okay, so Richie is one of our premier beer lovers. By the way, Dr. Jack is going to take us through the headlines of Ebola in a few minutes. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, there's an Italian food company, Richie, catering to fans of beer and snacking by combining their interests into birra Spalmabili.
What in the world is that?
It's spreadable beer.
Ew.
It's an Italian spread like peanut butter.
Ew. That just doesn't sound right.
Oh, my God. What a horrible. It's 40%
beer sandwich.
A beer sandwich. Right, exactly. And by the way, this doesn't have any alcohol in it.
What's the purpose?
Composed of 40% beer and translates the familiar brewski flavor into the paste, which is sticky and smooth, like peanut butter.
Stupid.
The company said the product, which is available now in the United States through a website called Firebox, recommended for pairing with appetizers and cheeses. The ale butter would be ideal to decorate or fill pastries, cakes, and ice creams. Ale butter and spreadable beer.
You know. Gets into people's heads.
The story out at DougStefan.com.
What in the world?
I think it's creative. It's clever.
It's creative.
Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
That's
Beer is beer for a reason.
Really?
I never understand people drinking beer when, like, these non-alcoholic beers.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. If you want to drink something a little lighter, I get that, 3-4%. Mm-hmm. You want to drink something a little heavier, cool, darker, and it's, you know, 7-9% mm-hmm. Alcohol. That's fine. That's cool. But 0%, making it into butter, I just don't get it.
Well, somebody did, somebody does, somebody
blasphemy.
Will.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Beer is good like, for a reason. Don't go messing it up.
It'll be, don't go messing my beer. What does that sound going to be breaking my heart? Don't be messing my
don't
beer.
Don't go drinking my beer.
Speaking of messing things up, Redbox Instant, which is the streaming video service currently operated by Redbox and Verizon, is shutting down effective immediately.
Really?
Redbox Instant subscribers informed via email over the weekend of the shutdown. Notice posted on the website, which read, quote, "Thank you for being a part of Redbox Instant by Verizon. Please be aware the service will be shut down on Tuesday. Information on applicable refunds will be emailed to current customers, posted here October 10th. In the meantime, you may continue to stream movies. Use your Redbox kiosk credits. We apologize for any inconvenience, and we thank you for your support. Sincerely, Redbox."
But this quote just in from Netflix. Mm-hmm. Booyah!
Oh, my God. Why did they stop this, Kenny?
That was 2 months, right?
Not making any money, right? This is a joint venture.
They had a couple problems. They had a big hacking issue.
Oh.
And they had Netflix is such a big name that it was getting exclusive deals, and they couldn't get enough new movies, so everything they had was old stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, if you are signed up to that, you may be interested in our poll today at DougStephan.com. How do you watch movies at home? A, HBO or other pay or cable movie channels. B, network television. C, online streaming. D, DVDs. E, other. F, can't remember the last time I watched a movie at home. Well, now you can.
Gee, I have kids. When do I have time to watch a movie?
Oh, come on. Don't play that stuff. You got time for a beer. You got time for your children. All right. Speaking of children.
You got to have priorities.
Yesterday, the question came because the announcement was made that last Saturday was the last morning of any kind of cartoons showing up on any of the networks. Now, cable, different story, but the four major networks do not air any cartoons on Saturday anymore. So we asked you what your favorite class cartoon was. 41% agreed with me, Bugs Bunny. Bunny.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, yep. Let's see here. 13% said didn't like cartoons. Another 15% said they had other choices other than the ones we gave them. 10% said they liked Popeye. 8% Woody Woodpecker. 7% the Jetsons. 6% the Flintstones. And 3% Scooby-Doo. That was the least popular. I thought that was interesting.
Really?
The least popular is Scooby-Doo among our listeners, anyway, at DougStephan.com. We'll pause for a moment and then get into a conversation. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Let me spend a moment talking to you about your blood pressure. As long as Jack's going to be here, he has certain things he'll love. As a matter of fact, I think he and I have talked about Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus helps you by boosting your nitric oxide level. Why is that important? Because nitric oxide, also known as the supplement L-arginine, opens up all the arteries and the veins to get the blood flowing better. That's why if you're working out, you get a better pump after you've taken Heart Factors Plus. Your brain is getting more blood into it, which it needs because of Heart Factors Plus. Also, it's feeding your heart. Most important thing, that's why they call it Heart Factors Plus. It is the most successful supplement in terms of sales that we have ever had on this program. And that's because you recognized that what I have said makes good sense. You sign up for this. You dial 800-577-8560. Get all the benefits of Heart Factors Plus. Keep your blood pressure where it is, if it's good. Get it down to where it's good, if it's not good. That's how Heart Factors Plus works, guaranteed, or your money back. 800-577-8560. It should probably be just a factor that when, in fact, you get in your head, you've got this idea, okay, this thing is really good because it addresses all these items. Doug says it's good. All these people have tried it. Why not? Let's try it out. 800-577-8560. You get on it for a month. You measure at the beginning. There are all kinds of these home heart blood pressure monitor things. Get one of them. You should have one of them anyway. Modify your lifestyle a bit and take Heart Factors Plus. You will be very pleased with how everything is functioning in your body with this better circulatory item called Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Mention Doug Steffen. Get a free bottle with your order. 800-577-8560.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait lock, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait lock based on no choice lab tests. Time to move the dose to death.
You want in? Shark Tank Nation, Fossey, and DC. Shark Tank Nation,
I'll make you a million.
Just like that.
Don't take the deal.
It just got whacked.
Money. Money, 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 money,
Shark Tank. Get hooked. Shark Tank, 8 and 9 Eastern and Pacific, tonight on CNBC.
You gonna have some, like, umbrella drinks?
I know.
We are Wednesday Night Rivalry on NBCSN. We are the circled game, the unfinished business.
What a save!
We deliver the roar.
Yeah!
And the deafening silence. We are battle-scarred, broken-hearted, and back for more. We are the night you love to hate. Wednesday Night Rivalry, presented by Coors Light. Returns with Flyers, Bruins, and Sharks, Kings. Wednesday on NBCSN.
I think we need a doctor.
We do have a doctor. Good 16 Lord. Before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here from his perch in Salt Lake City to bring us up today. Jack is one of the great naturopaths, and he's not a homeopath, but he is. I can't say that on the
What's
radio.
The difference?
What, a homeopath and a naturopath?
Yeah.
Would you like to explain, Jack, or shall I? It's your time.
So well, actually, I'm what is known as an Atlas chiropractor. I just focus on brainstem function.
Mm-hmm. But you also have naturopathic tendencies.
Well, yes. But I'm not a licensed naturopath.
No, but you and your wife have various tools that you use in your clinic to help people understand what's going on in their bodies all around.
She's just as busy as I am now.
Right. What's the difference between a naturopath and a homeopath?
The difference?
Yes.
Well, a naturopath will go through a medical training, but they focus more on cellular relationships in the sense of basic cell salts, trying to balance the body's physiology with using various kinds of natural compounds. A homeopath uses homeopathic remedies.
Ah, okay. Yeah, like I went to the snake oil guy. He was a homeopath.
Right.
All right.
Got
it. The snake oil guy was a homeopath.
He actually took snake oil in the past.
Would use mostly herbal concoctions that they learned from the medical doctors of the day, because over 100 years ago, medicine used mainly herbal remedies before they got into the chemical.
Oh, yeah, there were no drugs around then. So I thought I told you the story, but quickly, what happened with the result of me finding I had a little ulcer and not wanting to take all of the drugs, the first course of them anyway, I went to see a fellow who was recommended as a Boston's great homeopath. And so he got my lifestyle, got the story of my life, and he said, you need rattlesnake oil in order to settle down your stomach. And I looked at him, and I didn't, but that's what he gave me.
Yeah.
And he told me, you'll feel badly, and I did, and when I would turn around, yada, yada. So I referred to him lovingly on the air as the snake oil salesman.
Well, did it work?
Yeah, it did. It's still a works in progress, because I'm still fairly uncomfortable from time to time in my stomach. And I think that has to do with the adjustment that you make to clearing out. It's a cleansing. You know, you love
it.
It
has to do with the fact that you ate snake oil.
No, I didn't eat it. It was a little capsule.
If you were out here right now, Doug, I'd be giving you chlorophyll oil. We work miracles with that all the time with stomach ulcers. Chlorophyll oil is so incredible.
I've been taking, there's also, what's this stuff? Tastes horrible. Oregano. Ugh, God, that awful.
So while we're on the free form here, Jack, my mother-in-law has a serious bout of, arthritis in her shoulders and her hands. And somebody suggested alfalfa pills.
Wow, I didn't even hear that. Yeah,
yeah. And,
well, I'll tell you, there is an incredible miracle cure for arthritis.
Really?
And nobody wants to do it, except the people who are suffering the worst, and they try it, and it works. And it's crazy. A 12 to 14 day water fast.
A
12 to 14 day water fast will clear the system.
So only drink water for 12 days.
Yeah, for 12 to 14 days.
I'm not sure I wanted my 7-year-old mother-in-law.
Well, see, most people can't do that because they've got to eat.
Right.
But they don't have to eat. Anybody can, you know, with the water. Most people can go easily 10 to 14 days. Not easily. It's a struggle, I have to admit. But, boy, does it clean the blood, and it cleans the liver, and it cleans the kidneys when the body can spend that time cleansing itself. Because the liver and the kidneys, the liver is doing one of two things, even though it has over 600 identifiable functions. It's either digesting or it's cleansing and detoxifying. And when it doesn't have to digest and it can cleanse and detoxify, the liver is an incredible organ to do that. And it will clean the blood. It will balance the antibodies in the system that are attacking itself, including the liver. But this is where we focus in the office. We don't focus on fasting. I just tell that to a few people to tell them there is an easier way, and that's with bone broth. Just bone broth. We've got the recipes at the website. Just 5 to 7 days of nothing but homemade bone broth, if it's made correctly.
Bone broth.
Meat. Bone broth.
Red meat.
We'll take care of the arthritis problem.
Really?
And we do it all the time.
You're talking about anything? Beef? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we really like chicken. We really like organic chicken broth, and you can make it at home with organic chickens. We have the recipe on the website. Some people don't want to do that. They want to do the beef broth instead because they can get the marrow out of the long bones into the soup. Mm-hmm. Stuff they used 100 years ago to cure this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you can get a nutrition book that was written before about the 1930s, 1940s, all the answers to today's health problems are in those nutrition books before Morris Fishbein took over the AMA and turned all direction towards drugs.
Interesting.
All right, it is. Well, I'm there getting the bone broth.
JackCrockwell.com. It's there.
Yeah, and more important than the bullet conversation, because you actually get some practical help on how to stay well from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his website, JackStockwell.com, for the Forbidden Doctor newsletter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You know, maybe you should give me your phone number, you know, just in case.
In case of what?
You know, in case of life. I just had a great time and I'd never be able to find you again.
Well, if we're meant to meet again, then we'll meet again. It's just not the right time now.
Maybe we're supposed to meet on British time. We're 5 hours too early.
When there is
walk away, no names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think good old Fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep? If they didn't want us to be together, then why did we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Yeah, Sean Colvin singing When You Know from the movie Serendipity, number one movie during this week in 2001. That's your buddy, right?
That's my boy.
But she loves John.
I love John Cusack.
Favorite actor. God, I always thought his sister was cool, don't she? She said to be skinny mini.
God, she's still funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how movies, it's like political families, movie families. The Carradines, for example. Keith Carradine is the president on Madam Secretary. Do you know that?
No, I didn't see it.
See, that's a good. That's actually a good show. I've watched it since the beginning. I think
I love Tia Leone, so I'm going to have to spend some time on that.
I think so. Chuck, have you seen that show?
Just bits and pieces of it, but I'm definitely a fan of hers, and I like him too. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. Kurt, who's got to go? I mean, you know, you've got your Kevin Bacons, you've got your. You think about John Cusack and just the broad depth of different characters he's played and different movies he's done, from stupid to serious to from light and fun date movies to heavy horror flicks. I mean, who's got a wider, you know, resume than he does?
No, he's good. His career spans 30 years. You know, just real briefly, Rich is going to be interested in this. NBC the other day announced they're going to do a series based on the movie Say Anything with John Cusack. And then the original director of that film and writer, Cameron Crowe, didn't know, because they never told him. He read it on Deadline Hollywood Daily and went on his Twitter page trying to denounce the idea. So it most likely, without the blessing of the original director, NBC will probably scrape the plans of doing it, although they legally can.
They might scrap the plans, too.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, that's my Brooklyn. I apologize.
Yes, okay. You'll be all right. Chuck Curry is here. Movie news coming up in a moment, including William Shatner says yes just a second from now.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Based on no choice lab tests.
Hi, Chucker, what do we have in movie news beside William Shatner saying, of course I'm going to come back as Captain Kirk?
Are you surprised at that?
I'm not.
That
no, we were just talking off the air about why he didn't do the last one, because he didn't have enough. He wanted to be in it more. But in my sense of Shatner is he would show up for a four-second cameo. He'd be there. Like McMahon, show up for everything he has.
I'm going to start with a bit of TV news of interest. The ABC cult TV show of the 90s, Twin Peaks, is coming back as Showtime announced they're going to do a 9-episode limited run, which will air in 2016. Original creator Mark Frost and David Lynch will be involved. Frost will produce and write the scripts along with Lynch, and Lynch will direct all 9 episodes. Probably most likely Kyle MacLachlan, who played Agent Cooper, will return as a series lead. That show is known for the tagline, Doug, who killed Laura Palmer? And for those who don't remember, it only aired for 2 seasons, had a really good first season in 1991.
For those who want a little inside gossip.
It burned itself out a year later.
A little inside gossip. My son works for, what's the name, Mike, what's his last name?
Mark Frost?
Mark, the first director for other projects. Interesting to see how all of these people spread themselves out. Like, J.J. Abrams is into everything. Some of these people
Spielberg's attached as executive producer almost probably 5 or 6 TV shows, including Under the Dome. Right. And clearly he doesn't have much creative control, because that show had a horrible second season, in my opinion. One other bit of movie news, a release date, Warner Brothers reboot sequel to the Vacation series starring Ed Helms comes out October 9th, 2015.
All right, this is from Say Anything.
It is.
Best news of the day is that
scene.
Shatner comes back as Captain Kirk.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.